Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council as we celebrate May Beef Month.
We are excited about putting several different activities into play in support of May Beef Month. First of all, we're going to be stepping up live engagement on our social media in May with Sherry Glazer, who is commonly known as the Dirt Road Dietitian. Our goal is to be all things helpful with these live events for consumers cooking at home. We're also going to be rolling out new videos featuring Sherry that were done in partnership with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So thank you, Dustin. We rolled out two in April, which focused in on consumer needs, such as batch cooking with beef and freezing beef. We have two more rolling out in May for May Beef Month, also focused on helping consumers stretch their dollars in meal preparation. May Beef Month will also be supported with the continuation of our YouTube campaign and Google search campaigns, all leading up to Memorial Day and the start of the grilling season, at which we have a new National Beef Checkoff campaign launching, which will brighten our day.
To learn more about how your beef checkoff dollars are being invested, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, for the second day in a row today, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures were extremely strong. Live cattle futures in June finished up $4.50. That's the limit for today at $93.97. If you look at the chart over the last couple of days, really going back 10 or 12 days ago, back on April the 24th, the low was 80.30. So we're roughly $14 off that low and pretty much higher every day since then. So really strong rally there. If you go further out in August, it was also up the limit at 99.95. October at 104, up 450. Now the next month is December and it was up 412. But overall really strong. Feeder cattle were similar here. We had feeder cattle finishing the day not quite up the limit. The limit on the feeders was $6.50. But the May feeders ended the day up $6.17 at 130.27. August up 5.40 to 138.17. And pretty much everywhere from there on out was 3.50 to 4.50 higher. The big move is still the box beef market up again today. It was up a new high of $456. Going back to April 9th, which was less than a month ago, it's more than doubled. On April 9th, the low was $222.34.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
The grain futures were higher across the board today as well, with wheat being one of the weaker contracts, with July Kansas City only up a penny at 478.5. Chicago wheat in July up 3.5, 521. Beans were up 8 to 11 cents, and then the corn up 3 to 4 cents. So across the board, we were higher on the grains. December cotton up 72 at 56.95. Again, across the board, we were higher. Now, Tuesday morning, we've got the next round of USDA estimates. And this report, if the USDA, when they resurveyed some of the Dakota corn crops, if there was any difference in the numbers, they were going to repost it. So kind of a wild card a little bit on this May report next Tuesday. But the ending stock estimates for corn, 2.24, this is last year's crop. Soybeans, 488 million, and wheat, 969. So about the same for wheat and about a little bit bigger for soybeans and quite a bit bigger for corn. And then next year's crop, some really big numbers on corn. $3.389 billion is the average estimate, with the highest one as high as $4.295 billion bushel. So really expecting a big jump in the corn ending stocks next year. Soybeans, 430 million bushels, which is lower, and wheat, 814, also lower. So taking away from corn and wheat, or beans and wheat rather, and adding to the corn.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.